So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Tuesday, the 18th of November. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart today. For those who can't afford affordable housing close to work, many now looking much farther out. We'll break down that trend in our next segment. First, downtown kicking off the season as the Chicago Loop Alliance launches its Holidays in the Loop campaign. Joining us now in the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Edwards, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. Michael, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. Starting to look very festive downtown. Things are getting underway. What should people know now?
Yeah, well, they should come down to State Street, that great street here in Chicago. We got over 50,000 lights spread across 100 trees on 60 lampposts, and we have 1,500 stars up in the tree canopy, so it's a delightful setting on the street to complement all the great stuff that our retailers like Macy's and Saks and Nordstrom's are doing.
So, Michael, you know, the holiday season in Chicago is special every year, but what is it about the holidays in the Loop this year that might be different than years past?
Well, we think it's still about tradition. I mean, you really can't get away from that. There's a lot of memories of people coming downtown. Of course, the tree lighting and Chris Kimball Market are another axis of what's going on downtown, and a nice stroll along Washington Street there between those two with a nice stop on State Street. Makes for a nice holiday tradition and nice holiday experience. We do have some new stores that people maybe aren't familiar with, and so we're hopeful that they'll be surprised when they come to State Street.
And Michael, you talk about the stores and the retailers, restaurants, you know, as well. Talk a little bit about the Loop Alliance's work with those stores, those restaurants, to kind of help create kind of that cohesive, you know, holiday experience downtown.
Right. So we want to make the Loop a destination that people can count on. And so when they come down, they know something great's going to happen. They're going to have a great positive experience. And so those stores, we want to amplify everything that they're doing. And we want to use the public realm as a special place. There's nothing like State Street in the whole world, let alone Chicagoland. And so we're trying to celebrate that through decorations. Well, we're going to decorate our planters. There'll be large oversized ornaments out on the street. It'll be a fun place to bring the kids.
You know, Michael, not exactly the fun part of it to talk about, but obviously, you know, one thing that is on the minds of many is security. Talk a little bit about kind of making sure that not only are we able to enjoy the holidays in the Loop safely, but people can come and not have to kind of worry about that aspect of it.
That's absolutely true. We work with the CPD all the time. They're, you know, a great partner of ours. We have safety ambassadors up and down the street 18 hours a day, and we even have overnight patrols. Just to make sure everybody's acting and behaving in the best possible way. Frankly, when there's more people doing the right thing, there's a lot less people doing the wrong thing. And so we're inviting people to come down and enjoy their downtown Chicagoland center.
Really well said. Michael, before we let you go, kind of put a bow on it with the Noon Business Hour tie-in here. Talk a little bit about the economic impact here that the holiday season can have on the Loop District.
Well, it's a huge part of the season for retailers. If they don't make it at Christmas, you know, it puts real pressure on them keeping those stores open going into the new year. So Halloween, as it turns out, and back to school is a big time, but of course Christmas is bigger in terms of retail sales, and we need retail sales to keep the street going great.
Well, the holiday season certainly upon us. Thanks so much. That is Michael Edwards, President, CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. Coming up, a look at what's bringing the idea back of drive until you can afford a house.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Soaring prices reviving the old idea of drive until you can afford a house, pushing more and more buyers to outlying suburbs where new construction is offering better value and affordability. With us now to discuss is Drew Wishover, founder and owner of Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so let's start with that concept. Why drive until you can afford a house, and why we're seeing it kind of make a comeback right now?
I think it's an interesting concept because this was something that was done, you know, pretty frequently back in the 1980s, 1990s, when you would drive out to these, you know, remote areas and go, wow, there's a lot of land out here. And all of a sudden you saw development and building going on. And we're starting to see this trend happen again. And I think this is because the, you know, market is still not putting new inventory out there. So the pricing of these current existing homes is actually rising, while you can go out to some of the remote outlying areas and, you know, find yourself a new construction home for less value. It's just now you're going to have to travel a little bit further to get into your office.
So, you know, that leads me to my next question, Drew. Just how far are we seeing buyers willing to move today in search of that affordability?
I think that people are you know, conscious of home price for sure. And, you know, you kind of get caught up in that thinking of, well, I want to stay close to my office, or maybe I can work from home. So I think there's a real wrestle there for, you know, home buyers. You know, if you're going to go, if you set your radius to a, you know, 10-mile area around where your work is, but you find something that's maybe 15 or 20 miles out that's going to save you, you know, a lot of money, I think that people are willing to make that change because they've certainly exhausted the inventory in their, you know, remote area where they're looking.
Andrew, obviously, you know, the finances are a big factor here, but I'm curious in your eyes if you believe that this shift is maybe temporary, or if this really could be kind of how the Chicago area's housing patterns kind of start to develop long term here.
I think that we're seeing that this trend, if it's starting now, and actually the builders have kind of, you know, gotten ahead of the game, because it takes them a lot of time to prepare and develop a subdivision today. So they're already ahead of the market to, you know, see or forecast that this is going to be a trend for a while. So I think that this is something that we're going to see. And unless we see a remarkable change in the inventory increasing, I really think that people are going to be going to these outlying areas to buy houses.
Andrew, you know, finally, advice for those buyers who maybe are, you know, you mentioned obviously too the struggle of, you know, if you're working in the city, you don't want to go exactly too far away, you know, from your home base there. But maybe, you know, you're just not finding anything in your price range in the city area. What is your advice for those who are maybe considering jumping on this trend, but aren't sure that they're ready to kind of move far away from the city or where they work?
Do your homework. I think that's a big thing is make sure that the areas that you're looking in still have some of the amenities that you need. I mean, especially if you have to work in the city. I mean, make sure that there's transportation, you know, a train to get you into the city. You know, that you've got the school systems that are in good shape and stuff. You know, certainly check out the area. I mean, you do the due diligence on the area around you. Why wouldn't you do the due diligence on the remote areas that you're considering as well?
Great stuff to consider as always. Thanks so much. That is Drew Wishover, founder, owner of Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Up next, using seasonal employment to get your foot in the door.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, seasonal jobs can be more than holiday work. They're often the easiest path to a permanent role if you show initiative, reliability, and interest in staying on. We now welcome in Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern. Rick, good afternoon. Good to talk to you here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so seasonal jobs, we're seeing them become a bit more of a path to permanent work. Explain that, what we're seeing here.
Well, sure. Let's look at, you know, we have, as your headlines already mentioned today, tremendous uncertainty in the economic environment. So that means companies tend to not do anything. They certainly don't hire. They might release people, but their inaction is their reaction to uncertain economies. So now we have seasonal coming up where you need people. Your tendency is going to be to not hire as many as you need, as opposed to hire too many, because you don't want to have to deal with it if things don't happen the way you want them to. So that brings an opportunity into the organization, which is already probably flatter, thinner than it usually is in a good economy. And so an opportunity, a temporary opportunity in an organization is more likely to turn into a long-term or an opportunity. And at the absolute bare minimum, a reference as a really good employee for another opportunity you look at somewhere else.
So, Rick, what can those temporary workers do to kind of set themselves apart and maybe stand out during a short-term role to give their bosses the thought of, you know what, maybe we'll keep you around?
Yeah, up front and center. Go hard and go quick. So, you know, consistent performance. You're always trying to find out what the expectations are, and at bare minimum, meet them. Try to exceed them if you can. If you anticipate particularly busy periods, you want to take that on as opposed to hide behind the masses. Become flexible when there's a need for someone to stay a little later. I realize this is, you know, you don't have any leverage because this is a seasonal job, and you're really trying to build as much as you're trying to build an opportunity, you're trying to build rapport and relationship with the people that you work with, particularly the people that you report to. So being proactive about those sorts of things. But at the same time, being proactive, not about what you want, but what the employer wants and needs, that's going to get you a lot further than focusing on what you want, which is a full-time job or more pay or more hours. Those things happen, or those opportunities present themselves at some point, and you'll know when you're there, when you say, hey, you know, I really enjoy this. I wonder if there'd be a way for me to do more of this or do this after the season's over. Those sorts of things. Those are conversations you have after you've built rapport with the person.
And Rick, real quickly before we let you go here, any industries in your eyes that have the best chance of keeping these seasonal workers on full time?
Healthcare and professional services are not typically seasonal, but they're a great place in a tight economy because they still are hiring, and both healthcare and professional services have a significant need, you know, like over, I think, almost 750,000 in terms of needs. Hospitality, of course, a great place seasonally, and then if you matter and make a difference, warehousing, logistics, of course, retail and e-commerce. Those are always in high demand in the season.
That is Rick Cobb. Thanks so much, Rick, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, why some are prioritizing a trip before the end of January.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour today. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. Stocks are trading sharply lower. Joining us now in the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital and author of the book Calculated Risk. Michael, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. Stocks kind of taking it on the chin here today. What's behind kind of the softness we're seeing on Wall Street in your eyes?
Well, good afternoon, Andy, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, another soft day, but we've rallied well off our lows. Earlier this morning, where S&P was down about a percent and a half, and now we're looking down just 15 points. So that's a heck of a rally, over 1% rally back. You know, it's just more concern, especially in the AI areas and in retailers. And we're going to get some data on those with NVIDIA and some retailers coming out later on in this week. So, you know, for now, the market's a little bit edgy because until they can see NVIDIA's report, and that should give a lot of information on the health of the entire AI sector and the AI trade, we have to kind of wait and see until NVIDIA Chairman Wang's comments after the report. I think Wednesday night, I think the call is 4 or 5 o'clock central. That'll be a call you want to be on and hear what he has to say about the state of the of that sector, because that's what's driving this right now. And until we get some more data, the market's kind of tending to sell off.
You mentioned we're kind of in a bit of a wait and see here, and you mentioned kind of that sell off in tech, including crypto. Where is your concern levels there? Again, obviously, we'll learn more later in the week, but where do you stand right now as far as what we're seeing in the tech sector?
Yeah, well, crypto in particular, I mean, Bitcoin is down 25%. The thing about Bitcoin is it's turned into kind of a high beta name right now. It used to be uncorrelated with tech, but now it lately has been pretty correlated. So as some of the big tech names have sold off 20-25%, so has Bitcoin. So it's not really providing investors the safe haven that it used to. So that's a concern right there. That would be my biggest concern, not the price level or how much is sold off, but the fact that it's not really a safe haven anymore. It seems like only gold is now, and we have a good position in gold. We really don't have any Bitcoin right now because we are concerned it's gotten a little bit overbought, and now we've had this turnaround. But I don't think the levels, the sell off doesn't concern me as much as that it's correlated now to the market, so it isn't as much of a hedge as it used to be. So not sure what investors are looking for when they invest in Bitcoin now, because it just doesn't give that same, you know, gold-like hedge to an overbought market.
I want to shift to retail here quickly, Michael. You know, we're seeing major ones kind of coming in with earnings this week. Home Depot, you know, kind of a soft outlook there for the home improvement giant, and that's kind of taking a toll on shares. What are you kind of keeping an eye on in the retail area?
Well, we used to have a position in Target, and we exited about 8 months ago. Target's got earnings this week, Lowe's, Home Depot, as you mentioned. It's a big week for retail earnings, and we're going to see. We do think that Target especially is it's still in a bad position. We'll see if we hear something better from the company this week than we have the last three earnings reports, which all have been poor. Home Depot, we don't have the name on. We don't have any retailers right now, so that'll tell you what my thoughts are on retail. And we're very concerned about it going into the holiday season. We'll see how Home Depot earnings are. As I said, I've stayed away until I hear something that changes my thesis on retail. I am not in any of them, but you know, so buy at your own, you know, as you dare. But I don't like the setup right now. Things can change. If I see a little bit more health in the consumer, I don't see it right now. So I would stay away from retailers for the time being.
All right, great insight as always. Thanks so much. That is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk. Up next in Travel Tuesday, the possibility of another government shutdown at the end of January, prompting some to change their plans.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Where it is Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. With another potential government shutdown looming at the end of January, now might be the perfect time to squeeze in a trip before the airport chaos returns, making a New Year's getaway even more ideal. Let's now bring in Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher of JoeSentMe.com. Joe, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so before we talk kind of destinations here, everyone's kind of fresh off. We saw the travel chaos as part of the government shutdown at airports. Is there a chance that we could have more travel troubles at the end of January?
Absolutely. The government right now is only 10% funded through the year, and the rest of the government, including the TSA and air traffic controllers, will run out of money again on January 30th. So we may go through all of this again. And Andy, this is the reality. TSA agents, air traffic controllers, they missed a bunch of paychecks. They will get the money back eventually. Some of them have already gotten some. So their finances won't be great by the end of January because Lord knows what they've had to do to make ends meet in the meantime. So it might get, if the government shuts down again, the airports might get worse in a hurry, much faster than the last time, which, you know, is already in the rearview mirror.
All right. So you got to think people are hearing that and thinking, all right, well, you know what? Maybe I should get my travel in now, you know, before more issues. And maybe a perfect time for that is New Year's, you know, maybe getting somewhere warmer out of the Chicago area to kind of ring in the new year. Where do you go to for advice for those who are now maybe looking to squeeze in a last minute New Year's Eve trip?
Well, what's happened, Andy, over the many years is that every city has realized that there's money to be made if you can do tourist attractions on New Year's Eve. So just a perfect example, if you go to choosechicago.com, which is the site of the Chicago Tourism Board, they've got a big splashy thing about what you can do in Chicago for the New Year's, including this is the first ever time the Clark Show will be broadcast from Chicago. And, you know, they're talking about fireworks at the Navy Pier, et cetera, et cetera. Every city does that now. So if you want warm, you know, go to Miami, just Google New Year's Eve in Miami, if there'll be that, or Sao Paulo, or for that matter, Sydney, Australia, which is in the middle of December. Or if you really want to do it, you can go to Dubai and watch the fireworks at the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. You want more entertainment, there's Nashville. So basically any large city anywhere in the world has a New Year's party now because it's good for business.
And Joe, you know, you mentioned obviously there's a lot of variety there and certainly, you know, no shortage of options if you do want to get out of the Chicago area. However, you know, before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving, then you blink and it's Christmas. So, you know, the time is kind of starting to run out here. What's your advice for those who are maybe deciding they want to do this, but are fearing that maybe they're a little too late?
No, I don't think so. They'll certainly be able to get flights because flights are not that heavy. Surprisingly, over the end of the year. But let me suggest this, Andy. Thanksgiving is the one time the family actually is guaranteed to be around a dinner table. It's the perfect thing to discuss. Do we want to do something for New Year's? So, you know, talk to the family, see what they want to do. What you'd have to accept is that you're going to be paying a lot more for hotel rooms or an Airbnb, because obviously tourists are being driven to these towns, so there's no reason not to jack up the rates. So if you can handle the hotel rates, there will be rooms, either in a hotel or an Airbnb, but you will have to pay.
Yeah, definitely would rather talk travel at Thanksgiving maybe than politics at the table. Much more of a pleasant topic there. Great stuff. Thanks so much. That's Joe Brancatelli, editor, publisher of JoeSendMe.com. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, putting a new car in the driveway for Christmas.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Maybe a great time to buy a vehicle as dealers slash prices to clear year-end inventory. So those holiday car with a bow commercials might actually be onto something. Let's welcome in now John McElroy, automotive industry analyst, host of Autoline.tv. John, thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so we all know those commercials, and they can be a little cheesy, maybe make you laugh while you're watching TV around the holidays. But maybe December is a good time. Is late December maybe a good time to head into a dealer and make a purchase?
It really can be, Andy. It absolutely can be. You know, automakers and their dealers, they like to get the inventory cleared out, just like you were talking about, especially at dealerships. You know, they typically have monthly targets that they have to meet. So buying a car at the end of the month might give you a little bit of leverage because they want to hit those sales numbers before the books wrap up. And that's especially true for the end of the year. They want to end the year on a high note, and they're ready to move the metal. So again, that might give you some bargaining power in wanting to buy a new car.
All right, so that plays perfectly into my next question here. I want to look at both sides. From a dealer's perspective, how aggressive can they be with some of these year-end discounts? And then on the other side of that, with the buyers, again, you just touched on it, how much negotiating power do we really have as you're heading into these dealerships towards the end of the year?
I, you know, look, you can't blanket just say dealerships this and dealerships that. It's going to depend by brand. So, for example, you know, you sort of hinted at it. Lexus, for years, has been running a sales program that they call the December to Remember, you know, where somebody comes running out of their house and they see a Christmas present and it's a brand new Lexus with a big red bow on top. They really gear up for that. In fact, they're already advertising a December to Remember. BMW is another company that uses year-end stuff. I think there's something telling here that it's the upscale brands. I don't know about you, Andy, but I've never gotten a new car as a Christmas present. But there are people who go out and do that for their significant other. And so there's two examples of brands that are really geared up to try to maximize the sales event in December. And so as a customer, you're probably going to find better selection because they've got the inventory in place to move this. And they're going to want to move the metal. You know, you might have some leverage with them that way. Another thing to keep in mind for this year, at least, you know, when President Trump announced his tariffs back in the spring, there was a huge rush as people ran out to buy new cars, afraid that prices would go up. And then in September, the end of September was the end of any incentives for EVs. There was a mad rush to run into the market and buy up EVs before that went away. Right now, there's a little bit of lull in the action. And so as a consumer, you might be able to take advantage of that. Sales are not as strong as they were earlier in the year, and the salespeople are going to be under pressure to get some sales going.
I might need to tweak my wish list here before it's too late. Really interesting stuff. As always, thanks so much. That is John McElroy, automotive industry analyst, host of AutoLine.tv. If you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and skip back to the time you'd like. There's also a pause and rewind function online and with the Odyssey app.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.